Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we're learning Hilchot Deot Perek Gimel. In this perek, the Rambam follows up on the theory of character development from the last two prakim, and he focuses now on physical pleasure and what our relation to it is supposed to be. Halacha Aleph, Shema Yomar Adam, Ho'il va'tava va'kavod v'chayotzei behen derech ra'ahen u'motzi'in et ha'adam min ha'olam efrosh mehen bioter v'etrachek litzad ha'acharon. A person might think, since desire and lust for honor are so bad and they remove a person from this world, I'm going to go all the way to the other extreme, to the side of abstinence. Ad shelo yuchal basar v'lo yishte yayin v'lo yisa isha v'lo yishe b'dira na'a v'lo yabash mabush na'e ela hasak v'atzemer ha'kashe v'chayotzei behen higon k'marei adom gam zo derech ra'ahi v'asru lelechba. And this person might reach the point where he doesn't eat any meat, doesn't drink wine, doesn't get married, doesn't have a decent place to live, doesn't wear nice clothing, just rags, and he'll be like the Christian monks who remove themselves from all physical pleasures. This, too, the Rambam says, is not a good path and is forbidden to go on that path. Someone who follows this path is called a sinner. The Parsha of Nazir in Sefer Bamidbar, Parsha Naso, the Nazir, after his period of Nazirut, in which he hasn't had any wine, has to bring a few korbanot. One of them is the korban chatat, which is usually an offering brought for someone who's done a sin. Amru chachamim, ma'im nazir shelo pirish ela min hayayin, zirich kapara, hamanei atzmo mikol davar al achad kama v'kama. So chachamim said, you see here that a nazir, for abstaining from wine, requires atonement. That's why he has to bring a chatat. So even more so, someone who abstains from all physical pleasure is considered a sinner. It should just be pointed out that the Ramban, Ala Torah, on that pasuk, the Rambam quotes, says that the chatat which the nazir brings is not because he sinned in being a nazir and abstaining from wine, but rather the fact that he's about to leave his nazirut and go back to normal life and drink wine again and be engaged in physical pleasures again, he's bringing a preemptive chatat for going back to that state. So the Ramban sees the nazir as a very positive phenomenon. The Torah seems to do so as well. He calls the nazir kadosh. And the Rambam in Hilchot Nazirut also seems to indicate that the Nazir can be a positive phenomenon. So that's something we'll have to discuss more when we get to Hilchot Nazirut, how the Rambam views a Nazir exactly. But just based on what he says here, it sounds like the Nazir is a sinner, and it's forbidden to swear off physical pleasures. L'vichach tzivu chachamim, shelo yimna adam atzmo ela midvarim shemana ha-Torah bilvad. Therefore, Chazal commanded that a person not abstain from anything except which the Torah said to abstain from, and shouldn't forbid upon himself with a neder or a shvua things that are really permitted him. Kachamru chachamim, lo daicha mash asra Torah, ela shata oser alecha dvarim achirim. This is a line from the Yerushalmi in Nedarim. Is it not enough for you, but the Torah forbids that you have to go ahead and make all sorts of other prohibitions upon yourself? Similarly, those who fast with great frequency, that's not a good path. And Chazal said a person is not allowed to inflict pain on himself with a fast that he doesn't have to do. And this is exactly what Shlomo warned about in Kohelet, in this pasuk speaking about, don't try to be too much of a tzaddik, or what you consider to be a tzaddik, you end up just causing damage to yourself. And now the Rambam, after saying what a person should not do, in terms of abstinence, comes back to discussing what a person should do in terms of his physical pleasures, and how he should relate to them. Halacha bet, tzaricha adam shichavein kol masav kulam kedei leida at Hashem Baruch Hu bilvad v'yeshivto v'kumo v'dibur hakol umat zeh adavar. A person's ultimate goal in life is to know God, and everything he does in life should be related to that goal. Ketzad, keshe yisa v'yitein o yaseh melacha litol sachar, lo yeb libo kibbutz mamon bilvad, ele yaseh dvarim ha'elu kedei shimtza dvarim shaguf tzarich lehen me'achila u'shtia v'yishivat bayit u'nisiyat isha. When a person works or does business in order to make money, it should not be just to amass riches. Rather, he should be making money so that he can then use it on what the body needs for eating and drinking and a home and getting married. So too, when a person eats or drinks or engages in marital relations, he should be thinking that he's not doing this only to get some kind of pleasure. In that case, he would only eat and drink sweet foods, and he would only have marital relations when he feels he wants the pleasure. Rather, he should have in mind that he's eating and drinking to keep his body healthy. And therefore, a person should eat not that which he finds sweet, like the dog and the donkey would do. They'll just eat whatever tastes good. But rather, he should make sure to eat things which help him, which help the body, whether they are bitter or sweet. And he should not eat things that are bad for the body, even if they are very sweet. This Rambam would clearly be against what we call nowadays junk food. Ketzad, mishaya basaro cham. Someone who has a fever, whose body is warm, he should not eat meat or honey or drink wine. These are things that the Rambam considered bad for a person with any kind of fever. And so too a person should drink this kind of herbal tea, some kind of plant boiled inside water, even though it's bitter. And this shows that when he eats and drinks, he's doing it for the purpose of being healthy, so that he can live. The point of eating and drinking is to be able to live in order to serve God. V'ken kashiv ol. We'll see in the next parak that the Rambam in general considered sexual activity to be detrimental to a person's health, only beneficial in certain circumstances. And that's what the Rambam says here, that when a person engages in sexual activity, it should be only to make himself healthier in those situations that we'll see in the next parak, or in order to have children. And these are the only times, these are the only circumstances in which he should engage in sexual activity. Here, the Ravid adds, I believe this is the first time we're seeing a Hasagat HaRavid, he points out that there's also a mitzvah of ona, which is to say that a husband is obligated to his wife in a certain degree of marital intimacy, and it's based on what she wishes. And so if a person's wife wishes for greater marital intimacy, that would also be a reason to engage more in marital relations, even if it's not one of these situations the Rambam describes of improving his health or in order to have children. Halacha Gimel. Hamanhig atzmo al pi ha-rufua, im sam alibo shia kol gufo ve'ar shleimim chazakim bilvad, even a person who does all the right things and stays healthy, but if he's thinking the reason is only because he wants to be healthy and strong and that he should have children who will be healthy and strong and do work with him, that's not the proper path. That is not directing your good health towards Avodat Hashem, to serving God. Rather, a person should have in mind that he wants his body to be complete and strong in order that he be able to focus on knowing God, because it's impossible to try to understand and examine God's wonders when a person is sick or in pain. A person should want to have a son, but not just to have someone to help him with his work in the field, but rather that his son might one day be a great chacham and truly benefit his people. That's why a person should look forward to having a son. A person who serves God in this way, as described in these last few halachot, It turns out that he is really serving God constantly and every moment, even when he is doing business, even when he is engaged in sexual activity, because in all these matters, his thoughts are that he is doing this in order to have what he needs so that his body can be as complete as possible in order to serve God. And even sleep, if he sleeps in order that he be rested and that he not get sick so that he can worship God properly, then the sleeping itself is a form of serving God. And this is what Chazal meant when they said, everything you do should be l'shem shamayim. Again, a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Perek Bet. And this is what Shlomo meant in the Pasuk in Mishlei,
b'chol d'rochecha de'ehu, know God in all your ways, v'hu yasher orchotecha, and he will straighten your paths.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's Perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.